Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we talked a lot last week, everybody did, about President Obama deploying 2,500 Marines to Australia, even as he figures out how to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, another U.S. deployment went almost unnoticed earlier this year, 100 troops, just 100, to Central Africa with the mission of killing or capturing a brutal rebel leader named Joseph Kony. For the past 24 years, the Lord's Resistance Army has ravaged northern Uganda. Joseph Kony, convinced that he is a messenger of God, leads a violent campaign against the Ugandan government that has resulted in massacre, rape, torture, and more the use of child soldiers. Child abduction, you can imagine, has an impact well beyond the life of even the individual child who is thrust into the middle of a conflict. It breaks up families. It guts communities. And if they escape the war alive, it creates a whole population of young people who need to re-enter society. That is where the work of Okello Sam comes in. He is the founder of Hope North Uganda, a school and vocational training center for former child soldiers and victims of the Ugandan conflict. Sam is also a former abductee himself. He and his brother were taken by the LRA. He made it out alive. His brother Godfrey did not. We have a rare opportunity to speak with Okello Sam as he is visiting New York to raise money and awareness about the situation. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
And also with us is Christopher Talbot, founder of the Cause Effect Agency and a strategic advisor to the Hope North School. Chris, welcome to WNYC.
It's our pleasure to be here. Thanks for helping us share Okello's incredible story.
And Sam, as I understand your story, you were abducted at the age of 14,
yep.
Escaped, and went to Kampala in the South to start a new life. And there's a film that was recently made about you in which you describe hearing about the death of your younger brother. And you say that you got into your car and began driving back toward the north. Many would flee, but can we start there? Why did you go back?
I wanted to do something. I realized that this could not continue. That was like the largest abduction when my brother was abducted from Sir Samuel Becker Pongduong, which is a school in the north. 50 young people were abducted. Very few of them came back. And just within a very short period of time, there was a big massacre again in my own village. And I knew that something could be done because the south is safe and the north is not. So I drove to the north to make sure that I, as an individual, participate in liberating my people.
And this is when you had the idea for the Hope North School?
School, yes. That's when I bought 40 acres of land and then sent trucks to the north and asked anybody who wanted to leave the north to just leave. And surprisingly, or blessed enough, the majority of the people that got into the trucks were children. So the children just came over to Masindi, which was across the Nile, and we started then creating this sanctuary to make sure that children are safe from abduction. And, of course, for me, I believe in education, and then we started by sending them to schools nearby and giving them scholarship to do that. And now we have built a school, and we have a fully-fledged school, secondary school and vocational center.
Congratulations. And
thank you.
It took courage. We talked about profiles and courage with Chris Matthews and his new book about Jack Kennedy earlier in the hour. This is a profile in courage. You went into the heart of the Lord's Resistance Army territory from which you had personally escaped, and you went back to help avenge your brother's death, I guess, and to set up the school to help others in similar situations. Chris, can you help cut through the compassion fatigue here a bit that may be out there in the land and tell us why Hope North is different or why those in the U.S. should stop and pay attention to this when there's so much other stuff going on?
I think that it's really important to support Ugandan solutions to Ugandan problems, and I would say the same thing about Cambodia, Cambodian solutions to Cambodian problems. We need to spend our donor dollars wisely. Stop going to the obvious solution. Take a look at like what's really having an impact on the ground. And in this case, this is something driven by passion, love, dedication. Okello's solution is held together just by vision and 25 full-time staff at the school. There's no big NGO involved. There's no United Nations, at least at the moment. We're getting a little support to cover food costs from a group called Why Hunger, which we are so grateful for, with the support of Hard Rock. Other than that, a few dedicated donors in New York and around the country are keeping this school open.
Although I understand, Chris, one of the things your agency does is work with celebrities to link them up with causes. And in this case, Forrest Whitaker found out about the Hope North School while filming The Last King of Scotland and has become a big booster. So what's the role of celebrity and charity in helping these sorts of causes versus the work that can be done by governments or armies or activists?
Well, that's a great question. Forrest Whitaker, I was introduced to Okello through the relationship with Forrest, through some mutual friends. And Okello said, look, I know that there's power in this celebrity thing, and we desperately need help. We've lost all of our funding. When I stepped in, there was nothing. The school was going to shut down. I introduced Okello to Mary Louise Parker, to Susan Sarandon, to Eva Mouri, since then to Rufus Wainwright and many other artists. And yes, we're leveraging the relationships to bring money and brand awareness, basically.
And what was your reaction to this? Like, do you even know these people? Because probably Americans who would get to meet that list of folks would be, oh, my God, look who it is. It's Susan Sarandon. Did this even mean anything to you? Or are you like, who are these fancy people?
With Forrest, I was in The Last King of Scotland with Forrest. I was with Forrest in The Last King of Scotland.
Are you an actor?
Yes, I am.
Ah.
I am.
Okello is a comic, a musician, a dancer, an actor. In Uganda, he's famous. He's got a very successful arts career.
So, yeah. But meeting Susan, meeting Mary Louise was a little bit of a surprise for me. I mean, they are well known everywhere in the world, and is for me, I find it a blessing that they are part of a vision that I am trying to create here.
So, do you have a lot of performing arts at the Hope North School? Is this like the LaGuardia High School of Uganda?
There's a lot of performing arts, both for education but also for healing, because a lot of these young people who go to the school have gone through a lot of very damaging, circumstances. And music and dance and art is what they're using to heal themselves.
Sam, the Obama administration recently sent 100 troops to northern Uganda to aid the anti-Lord's Resistance Army movement. An army official from this country recently stated that the mission is to kill Joseph Kony. And the troops will stay there until that is done. What's your take on the presence of U.S. troops?
I think that justice is a very good thing. It has to be done somehow. If you follow the story of the Lord's Resistance Army, there has been peace talks. Opportunity has been given to Kony and his cohorts to come out and surrender and stop what they are doing. They have not. For me, I don't know whether he's going to be killed, but somehow I think that someone needs to make him stop what he's doing, and he must be brought to justice. And for me, that's why I'm very glad that the U.S. troops have gone there, since we have not been able to stop it. And I wish they had come much earlier.
You wish they had come much earlier. If all it takes to kill Kony is 100 U.S. troops.
Yeah, then we should a period of
where
20
were
years,
15
people
years
dying.
Ago. Yeah,
I think it's unfortunate that the decision was taken a bit late.
And whose responsibility is it, really, in Uganda? Is it that of the United States? Is it that of the UK? Is it the African Union?
I think the first responsibility is the government of Uganda. It is the government of Uganda. It is the African Union. It is the East African Community. It is the United Nations. And of course, the world. And America also. The United States, as a leading country in the world, has a responsibility, I think.
Why do you think it's important to keep the children at the Hope North School in northern Uganda, if in fact that is your goal, rather than bringing them to safety in the south? It should be the Hope South School, where people can get out of this war in the first place, or even out of the country.
I think we need to sustain the culture of the people. You have to sustain the culture of the people, because culture is the backbone of any given community. That when you understand your culture better, then you appreciate your process of development in a more, holistic way.
Is the Lord's Resistance Army a threat to the children at the school? If the school is in that region,
They're operating very near. They're operating in Central African Republic. They're operating in Congo. They're operating in Southern Sudan. So we are worried. We are worried that they could come back.
But you did choose a location strategically across the Nile, which would be nearly impossible for the rebel army to cross.
Yes, yes.
Chris, how can people get involved?
Well, go to hopenorth.org and support the school. Like I said, there's no big NGO support for the school aside from one very cool New York nonprofit, Why Hunger? Otherwise, it's just gifts from people like you and I keeping the school afloat. And small gifts help tremendously. If you can commit a small monthly gift, you can be responsible for having a direct connection to this grassroots solution to hunger and poverty. And there's no big NGO here in the States. My small company is the sole fundraiser.
What about the image of Africa, Sam? Are you Okello, Sam? Are you trying to? I don't know. Do you know, there was a guest on the BBC last hour who was saying, you know, people in the States, they just always think Africa is a basket case, and I'm tired of that.
I think Africa is a very interesting continent that has very many intelligent people, but needs a little bit of organization.
That's putting it well.
It needs a little bit of organization, but also the other thing that needs to be focused on now is educating people correctly. I think our education system everywhere is still a little bit not focused on developing Africa and developing the democratic systems.
I've heard you say, Okello, that that the military advisors are welcome and justice should be done. But if we want to really bring peace to Africa, we need to educate youth.
Yeah.
Okello Sam, founder of Hope North Uganda, a school and vocational training center for former child soldiers and victims of the Ugandan conflict. And Christopher Talbot, founder of the Cause Effect Agency and a strategic advisor to the Hope North School. Thank you both very much. Good luck.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Brian.